So the only person you haven't done is me.
Yes.
So you got a sample of my handwriting. What do you reckon?
Well, this is very unusual writing, Mike. So to the originality of it shows me that you're a very unusual person. And it's extremely okay. large for a start. I don't know whether you always write as large as this, but you've got a sheet of A4 paper and you've filled the page. It's large, it's loopy, the margin's quite narrow. Very narrow, actually. So that shows me you're somebody who likes to live every minute of the day. You're very action-oriented, full life. But the loopiness shows me that, or suggests to me, for instance, in the upper part of the letters, complete opposite of Sarah's, whose upper part is very short. Yours is very tall. And with the loopiness, this suggests a vivid imagination. So you're somebody who tends to, have a lot going on in your head. There's lots of ideas up there. And the middle part of the letters are relatively small. So when you get this combination, you're going to need somebody to rather keep your feet on the ground. Otherwise, you could get carried away with your own ideas and enthusiasms, I think. But very quick writing, so it's very fluid, shows me you're active. On the go and so on, that kind of thing. How am I doing so far?
Well, not bad. I mean, when you said loopy, I thought that was your conclusion about me, to be honest with you.
Oh, no. I'd say that you're somebody who drives yourself quite hard.
That's very true,
yes.
Actually.
And so that you're living life to the full and you've got high expectations of yourself. So if you, if somebody hints at, maybe an aspect where you could have done better, actually, yes, you take that quite personally because you think, I know that really. I know I could have done that. I should have done that better or whatever. So you take, I think you would take those criticisms to heart and deal with them.
Yeah, spot on.
Is that something? And you've got, your big, your signature's in the middle of the page. It's like the rest of your writing. So what you see is what you get with you. It's underlined firmly. So you're just affirming, yes, this is who I am. Take me or leave me. And the writing's more connected than either of your colleagues. So this shows me you're a logical thinker, basically. So something happens, you think, da-da-da-da-da, this is what's going to happen in the future. You've got that tall upper zone, you're future-oriented. And also that you like people, you want to make those connections with people, like to be with people, there's close spacing. And that's what your life's about, dealing with people, lots of action, lots of get up and go, and living for the moment.
I think you've got 3 out of 3 there, Ruth. I think it's safe to say. I think you've got me to a T, and looking through the glass, I think it's safe to say that Sarah and Steve believe you've got them absolutely bang on as well.